On the KSRO live line with us is Greg Saris, chairman of the Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
It's hard to imagine how busy you and many others are in advance of the reopening tomorrow of the Greaton Resort and Casino. What is that going to look like?
Well, it's going to look a little different, Pat. We're going to have physical distancing everywhere. At the table games, there's going to be the plexiglass separators, thermal cameras when you go in where your temperature's checked, markers on the floor, and everybody must wear face masks. And we're going to be very, very strict about this for the safety of our team members as well as the safety of our guests.
So tell us where the plexiglass that is will exist in the casino.
At all the table games and the money machines and wherever you go to, we already had glass at where the reward centers and things where you're exchanging money. But anywhere you're face to face with somebody, there will be plexiglass. So, for instance, where you used to have more than or six or eight at a table game, Pat, now you'll only be able to have four,
right?
Because the plexiglass divides you from the other people who are sitting there as well as from the dealer. So you kind of, sort of like at 7-Eleven, you sort of reach under the plexiglass to exchange, chips and money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, Greg, there's a lot of things that we touch when we're gambling and in a casino, things like cards, of course, and chips and things like that. Any precautions there?
Oh, absolutely. Hand sanitizers everywhere. Dispensers, touchless dispensers, are everywhere where there's money and at the gambling tables. So between every hand, the dealer will sanitize, of course, his or her hands. And the guests have sanitizers at every one of those four stations so they can sanitize. There will be electrostatic sprayers, if you can imagine that where team members will regularly disinfect everywhere somebody has been sitting. It's sort of like a Brave New World in a way. We will be watching with surveillance to make sure people keep their mask on. If you don't, you'll be asked to leave.
So you'll be watching. So the surveillance cameras will be watching slightly different things than they normally would be watching.
Well said, exactly. And we've done special training, so we're going to have on the floor beefed up security as well as beefed up surveillance to watch. We want this to be something so that, regardless of what happens with the coronavirus, Pat, this is a sustainable situation. It remains a safe situation.
Yeah.
One thing people are may not be too happy about is that we will not have valet parking. You're going to have to self-park. And I think if you think about it, the reasons are obvious. We can't have team members jumping in and out of people's cars.
Right.
And so forth.
Yeah,
so.
Not good for anybody in that particular circumstance. And it is a brave new world. And Greg, I'll ask you the question that I ask many businesses getting ready to reopen. How do you staff it? How do you have some idea of how many people might walk through the doors?
Well, we will have counters at every door, Pat, and we will only be operating at about 50% capacity. We anticipate quite a crowd, and so we will have counters at every door so that if we reach capacity, I'm sorry to say, people will have to wait in line, and it'll be like the old club days, Pat, one in, one out.
It's
going to have to be that way. I'm sorry, but we have to all, take care of one another here.
Yeah, and I don't think you need to
really
apologize for that.
Yeah.
Will the buses be running, Greg? I mean, the casino buses that bring in other people from other areas?
Good question. Again, they will bus service will resume in most areas in the Bay Area on June 29th.
Okay.
But again, the buses will be, you know, only a third full because of social distancing. And people, if you get off the bus and you've been on the bus for an hour and a half, let's say, Pat, you will still have to, if there's a line, you're going to have to wait in line. So you're going to, you know, take your chances.
Wow. Well, you're right. It is a brand new day and a lot of people looking forward. And, you know, entertainment has been tough to come by, no matter how much is streaming on TV, Greg. So people are anxious to look for any outlet that provides entertainment. And for many people, the Graton Resort Casino is it. I'm assuming there will be no events at in the ballroom for some time.
That's correct. There'll be no live entertainment for the time being.
Right.
The spa will be closed for the obvious reasons. And there will be no live entertainment. And as I mentioned, no valet. And as I like to say, Graton might be a little stricter and might not be as fun. We won't be having clubs in the bars and Friday and Saturday nights, that kind of thing where people can dance and, you know, touch one another. Those things won't be happening. Graton might not be as much fun, but everybody will be able to do everything they've ever done before there. They just have to safe distance.
Right, right. Just a different set of circumstances. Do you have a large concern about reopening, Greg?
The largest concern we have, because we've watched, at least via the media, Pat, what happened in Vegas, where Vegas, a lot of the places in Vegas, their staff was well-trained. And by the way, every one of our 2,000 team members, they're all coming back, and they've all had to go through a day-long training, COVID training, everybody. But Vegas, the people were well-trained. The staff was well-trained. But I noticed on camera, anyway, that a lot of the guests were not safe distancing and all of that. And we are going to be very strict about that. And so my big concern is, you know, that, you know, we will set a tone, and we're going to have to set the tone to make sure with the 50% capacity we have that people are, in fact, following the rules, which will be posted everywhere. So that's my largest concern.
Very good. And apparently separate staffing for mask enforcement.
Our security has been trained to keep people's tell people to keep their masks on, and if people misbehave or if the people of security on the floor doesn't catch it, surveillance can, from the eyes in the sky, can wire the security, and if people misbehave and refuse, they're going to be asked to leave. So,
what are the reopening hours, Greg?
We will be open just as before, 24/7.
Beginning at?
We open at 8 o'clock Thursday morning, tomorrow morning.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yeah, it will be very interesting to watch and see what develops at the Graton Resort this weekend, beginning tomorrow morning, to see how much consumer confidence there is out there. Obviously, a huge employer in Sonoma County, the resort and casino. Greg, congratulations in advance, and we'll look to hear a report from you early next week.
Thank you, Pat. I'm here, and thank you for caring, and everybody keep well and keep safe.
Very good. That's Greg Saris, chairman of the Federated Indians of Graton Rancheria, the Graton Resort and Casino, opening tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.